willing to take advice and look for it. Don't be embarrassed or too proud to ask for help. It is okay to have questions. The key is finding answers. This book that you have purchased should be viewed as a great resource tool. It should be something that you use time and time again to help you understand, deal with, and operate your business more efficiently and successfully. I hope you will get as much joy from listening and re-listening to it as I have from writing it. As I say more than once throughout these pages, if you have any questions about anything that you heard in this book, or if you have issues you want to discuss, you can always send me an email at das@hedgeanswers.com. Thanks for purchasing this book. I hope you enjoy it. Acknowledgements. The idea for the second edition of this book came about through a series of emails between my editor and me during the early part of 2011. Since that time, I have spent an enormous amount of time trying to update the original pages to provide you with new and informative information to help you in your efforts to launch and grow a fund. In the pages that follow, I have provided you with a roadmap that will allow you to avoid failure and to succeed. Your interest in hedge funds has made this book possible. I thank you very much for your interest in this fascinating subject. I wrote the third edition of Getting Started in Hedge Funds because these unique investment products are here to stay. They are no longer considered an alternative investment vehicle, but rather an important part of a diversified portfolio. And while hedge funds have not yet become traditional, in the months and years ahead, the characteristics that separate traditional investments and hedge funds are going to become smaller and smaller. Hedge funds are not going to disappear because people understand the value of creating a portfolio that is hedged against market volatility. Hedge funds are for investors of all shapes and sizes and play an important role in the future of the financial markets. As in the past, to write this book, I have called on many of the usual suspects who have helped me over the years look good in print. It has become more and more evident to me that there is nothing more important than to have good people at your side. These people are better than good, and without them, I would not be able to get my work done. They are, of course, Vicky Goldman, the greatest librarian and researcher I have ever met, and Sam Graff, the only true newspaper man left in the tri-state area. Thank you for your hard work and for always making my work better. I truly appreciate everything you do for me. Special thanks also to Christine Enners, who came through with the logistical support to make this book a reality. The people at Wiley have once again provided me a platform for my work. To all of them, I say thank you. I hope the book is all you intended it to be when you gave me the go-ahead to write it. I want to thank my family for their support and guidance over the years. It is through your efforts that this book is possible. And to my wife, Felice, all I can say is thank you for being a provider of inspiration and support to see this and all of the other projects through from start to finish. Daniel Strachman, Fanwood, New Jersey, November 2011. Chapter 1. The Hedge Fund Industry. The last pure bastion of capitalism rests in two words, hedge fund. There is no other business, enterprise, occupation, or opportunity that exists, to the best of my knowledge, that allows one to make so much, so fast, so legally. Hedge funds are not new. These types of investment vehicles have been around since 1949, when Alfred Winslow Jones launched the first fund known to the street. However, in the more than 60-odd years since Mr. Jones's invention, the industry has grown larger, more diverse, and more powerful than one could have imagined. If you ask recent business school graduates where they want to work, they no longer say IBM, GE, Intel, or the like, but rather Bridgewater, SAC, Mariner, or Maverick. People rob banks because that's where the money is. Well, people want to work at hedge funds because that is really where the money is. The growth of the hedge fund industry over the past few years in the wake of the credit crisis, Dodd-Frank, and the Great Recession has been quite amazing. Many industry observers believe that since those harrowing days in September of 2008, assets in these often called secretive investment vehicles has continued to grow because people have realized that markets don't always rise, and as such want some protection on the downside, or better yet, a hedge. The industry